political progress in the country, notably this very inclusive Bangui Forum, the commencement of the electoral process, and also a reduction in violence in the country. So things are moving. We are not stuck in the middle of the process. We are not witnessing steps back. This is positive. And indeed, when we interacted with the council members, most of their questions were related to the elections, to the political process, to reconciliation, to SSR. While in the past session, security matters were really on the top of the agenda and the discussions. So, in a nutshell, this country, thanks to the work of the authorities, the mobilization of the population, the support of international community, is moving towards the end of the transition.
And yet you mentioned that these advances are somewhat fragile.
Indeed, this is fragile. And you have every day evidences of this fragility. First of all, you have still tension between the communities because you still have enclaves in the western part of the countries where Muslims are living. We are still in a situation where we are rebuilding the justice system.
Now, you mentioned that the Bangui Forum was one of the major notes of progress marked by a sense of dialogue and inclusivity. And yet we saw that the National Transition Council decided to have refugees excluded from the upcoming elections. How are we going to reconcile that?
I think that this vote of the National Transitional Council was a very interesting vote. It was an indication of the need to continue the efforts in the reconciliation domain. Interestingly enough, the vote of the refugee was decided by the Constitutional Court in January. And this decision, nobody can challenge them. So really the reaction of the members of the parliament not only is absolutely illegal, but in addition, that's a demonstration that despite the Bangui Forum, there is a need, an absolute need to implement the decision of the Bangui Forum.